This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday, January the 1st. I'm Dustin Huffman. Markets are closed today for the New Year's holiday. They will be reopening tomorrow morning. Taking a look at how they ended 2023, well, for the most part, grain and livestock ended with a whimper, except for the soybean market, which ended in a bloody pulp curled up in the fetal position crying in the corner. Taking a look at what happened in the marketplace, well, it basically came down to a week of export sales that were pretty decent for both corn and soybeans and soybean meal. March corn was down as well, as all wheats were posting small losses as well. We basically didn't see much of anything that should have driven that market lower, except for just the fact that there was low volume. I mean, despite, as we said, good news, nothing really happened to show any support to the grains or even to the soybeans. On the livestock side of things, well, the last day of trade for the year turned out to be very uneventful, with prices mixed in narrow and moderate price shifts in most contract months. Traders are now looking for increased volume and additional direction starting again tomorrow when the markets reopen. From Friday to Friday last week, livestock futures scored the following changes. December live cattle were up $3.63 as they came off the board. February's were up 3 cents. January feeders were up 45 cents, with March up $1.30. Lean hogs for February up $3.38. April lean hogs were off $3.38. February pork cutouts were even, and April pork cutouts were even as well. We'll look at the market numbers next. Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Again, markets are closed today. They'll reopen tomorrow, and here's where they'll start. March corn down 3 at 471 and a quarter. Soybeans were down 11 and 3 quarters at 1293 and a half. Soy meal down $7 at 386 even. Soy oil up 35 cents at 4784. Chicago wheat down 3 and a half at 628 even. Minneapolis wheat down 2 at 723 and a half. Kansas wheat down 1 and 3 quarters at 642. Oats down 1 and a half at 385 and 3 quarters. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.